Andy Munoz is an all-around artist. Along with his annual snow carving gig, he paints, illustrates, and is also a musician. This is his song. It's called Snowboarding Back to Texas. Munoz grew up in the South and didn't make it out to the mountains until his late 20s when, as it does, the magic of the Roaring Fork Valley took hold.
You know, I mean, I left family and friends and everything just so I can make powder turns.
He is still like a kid in a candy shop playing on the mountain and enjoys the task of building the snow fort that children will crawl, ride, slide, and climb on all season long.
You know, you get to create something fun to go play in, and you know, the kids can just kind of fantasize they're out in the ocean or whatever, you know. Yeah, definitely it's, you have to be a little kid, kind of.
Over the years, Munoz has made a pirate ship, a lizard, and a monster truck. Okay, this year's snow sculpture is an homage to Moby Dick.
You can see the whale head chipped in, the mouth and everything. It's
a pile of snow about 80 feet long and 30 feet high has been carved into a whale, along with sharp teeth and glowing eyes. Sculpted atop the whale is a harpooning boat. Its mast is an actual entire tree trunk. The tools of the trade include a chainsaw, a flathead shovel, and a carpet scraper.
I feel like that tooth just came out. Maybe he chipped a tooth.
Chewing on a boat.
The whole process is very zen. Munoz will spend close to 200 hours creating the installment and will then check on it periodically through the winter. But come spring, it all just melts away.
You know, it's just part of it. I'm kind of a Buddha, so I like to see the transition and, you know, from start to finish and then start it again next year, hopefully.
Doug McKenzie is the former mountain manager at Snowmass, a position he has retired from multiple times. He now stays connected through a standing weekly ski date with his wife and by overseeing the Uller Nights.
The kids love it. They come up here and you'd think they'd be tired skiing all day. And they come out of that gondola and they just start immediately running. And the parents are trying to keep up. And that's pretty much the situation for the next 3 hours.
The weekly Uller festivities include plenty of thrills. Ice skating, bicycles with skis where the wheels should go, hot chocolate, and tubing. It's not as scary for the kids as it is for the reporters. But it's the sculpture that captures the kids' imagination. It's a whole world of make-believe and fantasy.
You have the sculpture and say, well, you don't want the kids here and there. And then you look and they're just running all over the place. And they're having a good time. So is part of the design of this whole thing is, so we don't want to build anything where they're going to climb up and fall 20 feet, you know. So if they fall off the whale, it's kind of like they will slide down. And once they do that, they do it on purpose.
You picked a nice round animal.
Yeah, right. Whales do not have sharp edges.
This is the fourth year of the Uller Nights. Munoz remembers the first time he saw children interact with his creation.
You know, seeing all the kids in ski school, you know, just loving it and, you know, wanting to stay at the sculpture instead of going and keeping, you know, with their lesson. So, you know, that's very fulfilling.
Fulfilling because he believes those children grow up to have as much admiration and warm feelings towards the cold nights as he has developed playing with his chainsaw and shovel up at the top of the Elk Camp gondola. You'll see me riding Aspen, Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.